You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene
Johnson.
The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's Love and Hip Hop After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Love and Hip Hop After Show.
What's up, AfterBuzz? It is your girl, Nicolette Gaona, taking over for Mikey tonight. I'm going to be your host here with the lovely, the most badass person I know, Jesse Janity in the building.
Yo, what up? What an introduction with them blue lips.
I know, you know, I'm feeling icy, really New York icy right tonight. Now.
Feeling really
New York and icy blue, you feel me?
Mm-hmm. I'm there with you.
Yeah.
Poor Sheeta couldn't be here tonight.
It's Mikey. Just us two tonight. I guess, you know, they save the best for last.
Right.
Always.
You know.
So we are, as Bing is for doing it, we are doing another AfterBuzz After Show for Love and Hip Hop New York with or without you.
With you.
It was so true, though. This whole episode was really like, are they going to be with the person and they'll be without the person? Like, it was really the title.
Real traumatic.
It really was.
Like
I mean,
Roxy and Tahiri.
Exactly.
Were they going to be with each other on each other's side, or was they going to?
You knew they wasn't going to be together.
I was like, Joe set that up just for a funny
joke. Oh yeah, and like, oh Roxy, oh wow, like you're not going to get your show. You're a bitch. Sorry.
What did she say? You know, I'm not here to look like a bird no more. Bitch, what do you mean?
What's a bird?
To me, a bird is like a hoe. Like.
Oh, word?
Yeah, a bird like this damn bug floating in my damn face.
No time for that.
I'm not here. In other words, I felt like she was basically saying, like, okay, I'm here to wave a white flag. Don't be putting my business out there. Like, let's not come on that bird type level. Like,
right.
Let's talk like people. And it's like, no.
She was, you knew from the beginning.
You want something.
Roxy didn't want to apologize
right.
to her. So at the end of the day, it was not going to get accomplished, so I don't even know why she even put herself back in that situation.
Tahiri clocked her
and Tahiri is just not having it from nobody. You know what I'm saying? This whole episode, she was like, I am not taking no shit from Joe. I'm not taking no shit from Roxy. And that's what she did. I mean, we seen her go to the Dominican Republic. That was super cute. I wish I knew how to speak Spanish. Damn it, you know?
That'd I make was trying me... to see how much of a check she was writing for.
I know,
they
right?
They blurred
me too.
It out.
They did blur it out. But I saw like 3 zeros.
I feel like it was 6,000.
But no, it makes me like want to go back to my dad and be like, you know, teach me some Spanish. You know what I'm saying? Shoot.
You lost but, all your heritage.
Right. No, but it was super cute. You know, we got her out there, which I want to go to the DR so bad. It looks so pretty out there.
On that a romantic little...
that was so romantic. I'm low-key kind of mad that happened.
I'm just not into like romantic beach things. It's just like
really?
I don't like I'm the guy that goes to the beach in like sneakers,
right?
Because like I don't like sand and stuff. So I mean, I feel them. They was real close to the water though. They was real close to that.
See,
water.
I would have it right in the middle where the sand will come on me, but it will fall right off because I'm not wet. You know what I'm saying?
Right. And that was too.
That could get a little messy.
Mm-mm. And your food's gonna be cold with the wind breeze and like that ain't hot.
Right, and then stand up all in your food.
Right.
No time. I'd go, you know, with a drink or something. But anyway, you know, they get into this conversation. We find out Joe wants to go to the DR, and we're all like, ooh, how this about to pan out? We don't know.
And he told, what's her name? That irrelevant little girlfriend of his, the little chipmunk.
Kaylin. Poor thing. I was just, if I was her, I mean, obviously, she said herself she don't know where to go, so...
So here's my thing.
Okay.
Are you more mad at the fact that he's going with a girl or he might date Tahiri again and then you're just going to be homeless again? To me, I felt like she was more worried about like, well, what's going to happen to me? Like, not like, I love you. I ride for you. Like, I was homeless. Like,
where am I going to go now? Like, it was all kind of about like, well, damn, if you leave me, I ain't got nothing. Well, you might as well just make her like a little house, you know, something.
I feel like he would take care of her still, like, or you know what I mean, put her up someplace for a little bit so she gets on her feet.
Yeah,
and that's why I feel like, what did she say? Why she kept it?
Cool.
Why she kind of kept it cool? She said, "Because I love you, I'm okay with going our separate ways." No, boo. That's you saying like, look, I'll be cool with it, and I ain't gonna start no drama. But like, when you come back, like, you know, I'm gonna need a little side money for
right. I mean, situation. I didn't understand where she was coming from. I mean, I obviously have not been in her situation, so I'm not, you know.
How'd you feel about Joey saying that he was like kind of confessing that he was still in love with Tahiri?
I love honestly, it. To be real, like, at least he's speaking the truth. At least he's telling her how he truly feels in the situation. Because a lot of guys don't do that. A lot of guys would just be like, all right, I'm just going and not even say nothing.
Okay, do you think that he is really in a place where, okay, you did the whole drug thing. You did the whole, like, I'm the hot rapper situation. You know, messed it up with Tahiri. Do you think he's really at a place where he's clean now, he's kind of really realizing all of his wrongs? Like, do you see that honesty in him?
I do.
I do too.
Especially, well, not up until they was in the hotel. Once they were in the hotel and she was in that like orange maxi dress.
Really?
That's when I really got the real. Yeah, because I mean, okay, yeah, you can come to the DR. He probably had other things on his mind. You know, exes, they be like that. But and when they was at the beach, he didn't put down his wall. So to me, I was like, I don't really believe what he's saying. You know what I'm saying?
How do you feel about the whole wall situation? Because I feel like it's an excuse, and it's kind of like, all right, it's so funny. Relationships are all the same, because I just did Real Housewives of Atlanta, and I'm sitting here looking at, we can't be in a relationship. We already tried it. It wasn't popping.
Right.
So if you ain't coming on the right scale, first of all, you messing up, because you show versus tell. So you ain't showing me, because, you know, it was big up that you showed me that you could be honest with Kaylin and tell her, you know, I do have feelings. That was right. That was when I really noticed, like, wow, he didn't have to say that. He could have just went. Like she, Tahiri right. said, she didn't have a choice, because you would have either just did it anyways. But if you're going to go into it and you're seeing all the negative stuff you did wrong, you have to be open and honest. And I feel like, I mean, I guess it is a guy thing, but at this point, if you ain't showing me what you did wrong, she's still asking for an apology.
Right.
I don't know. And I feel like he knows better. And like when he walked up from the table, it's like, there you go. You just showing me you falling back into the same spot.
I mean, a part of me really wants to believe their relationship.
I do. I really think
I really want to believe in it, and I really want to like see them actually be together. But do I think it's gonna happen? No.
Really?
I mean, they might do it for the show, but like, I don't know.
You think she's really over him like that?
I don't think she's over him. I think she needs to be over him. You know what I'm saying? It really is about that time, especially when she was talking to her dad about that whole situation. That was pretty emotional. But so a part of me is just like, she just needs to get over him. And I know, and they should leave it at, you know what, he fucked up. She, you know, I'm sorry, and move on. Like, I mean, it's like, you know, they're going to get back together and just keep on. It's going to be the same shit.
True.
Same
but
shit.
I
you
feel
know
like
it is. Everybody who gets back with their ex is not meant to be.
That ain't true. Like, all right, I'm going to relate it to Nene and Greg from Real Housewives. Because here's the situation. Greg had the upper hand versus Nene. Nene realized that. She deaded it. She was a strong woman, which Tahiri is doing now. And Greg picked his ish right up and was like, oh, no, hold up. You're the queen. You are the person of my life. Like, I do see it for Joe. I really do. Like, you look in Joe's eyes, he just looks tired.
Yeah.
You know? And I would like to believe that he has gotten to a place where maybe they can't be in a relationship right now, but at least to dead things with Kaylin and kind of say,
and work on it.
Let's be friends. Let's be there for each other, but let's not be invested. You know, and that's kind of, because she said herself, she got walls, she got daddy issues. So I think she needs him to prove over time.
Right. Well, and that, I mean, and that's, you know, something we see next episode, you know, and we'll get to that next week. We'll see what happens.
How you felt about Jen and Consequence?
fast forward it again. No, I'm just kidding. No, I did listen to it because I saw it was only a short little time. But my opinion about Constance and Jen, like, she just scared shitless of this man.
She really is. I was like, their conversation was like, real. But
oh my God, can I say this or are you going to get mad at me? Like, girl, say what you want to say to a man. You feel me? Like, if you're that scared of somebody, please, I'm telling you right now, you need to go, you need to run, and you need to hide because there's no time. No.
Or has ever hit her?
No.
No.
I just think he,
I read into that comment too much.
I just think he just really yells at her.
Yeah.
And is really like, his way or no way.
I'd be scared, them teeth coming at me like, ah! No. looking like Pac-Man.
I mean, sorry, a little under weather, but I mean, no, I don't think it's anything like that. I don't think he hits her. I don't think it's anything. I just think it's more or less she's scared that he's just going to whip out like and just start yelling at her like, no, it's my way. Like, you know, because they're in different religions. He's a different, I mean,
not only that, you don't realize you're dealing with like a, what is she, like a white girl. White.
Yes. You know what I'm saying?
From Jersey. Like.
They're like total opposite ends. Like, I mean, sometimes they say opposites attract, but no, not as like different lives.
Him. She should know his like.
Right. It's like she got herself into it. She knew what he was about.
Yeah, or know how to handle your man, like.
Yeah, but no, she just scared of him. That's all I got really from the whole situation.
She was like
situation.
Rubbing her arms and
she's like, I just want to be able to talk to you. Like, dang, you can't talk to your baby daddy. Like.
And I think they needed that conversation for him to kind of show that he opened up.
He didn't give a fuck.
He really didn't, but he was like, hey, and you know why he didn't? Because he actually proved that he knew what she was talking about, but he didn't even say I'm sorry.
No.
Talking about, you know, I guess instead of beating myself up, I go and I beat up the closest person near me. Okay, well.
And then he said in his confessional, he was like, I mean, sometimes I just don't want to hear it. Like, damn, like I don't like that relationship.
That's love. If you love
my
him,
opinion.
Girl, you stay with him.
The other relationship I'm just not really understanding is this whole Dallas. All right, Rich Dallas.
Well, I mean, they added a new cast member. Jewel is just making an appearance. Rich's mom's making an appearance every damn week.
Oh, right. I mean, she's trying to get her boy on back into life, you feel me? So we see this girl, Tiffany, and mind you, I rewinded it a couple times to understand.
Rewind
to see what he was saying. So he said,
oh, God.
They've been on and off for 3 years. They've been hooking up throughout the 3 years. But they didn't recently hook up, but then they recently hooked up when he was with Erica.
It didn't make sense.
So it made no sense. And I had to rewind it 3 times just to at least kind of understand what he was getting to.
And then even when he was talking to her, like, you know what it is. No, what is it?
And then I'm like, how is this man pulling? Why is he getting these girls?
It's all about the Benjamins, baby.
I don't understand. I do not get what these girls see in this man. I don't. I really don't. And so, yeah, this Tiffany.
I could see for some reason Tiffany with Dallas, though.
Oh, totally. No,
more
I
than
agree.
Eric. I could see being like a really good couple.
No, I agree. I do agree with that. I was going to say that.
Watch, people going to be like, you don't even know Tiffany's the biggest hoe in New York. Like, someone
Erica Mena, goodbye. Okay, move over, Tiffany, because they look way better. I agree with you. But the whole situation is where it's like, okay, how are you about to be having sex with Erica, Tiffany, okay? For your man to spy on your man who's sleeping with Erica. This makes no sense.
You know, they need to bring back those old BET commercials where it was like, wrap it up. It'd be like Ja Rule come out like, wrap it up. Because this is doing too much.
It's
this
a
is like,
hot mess.
There's diseases being passed around between these three. Like, that ain't cute.
It's not cute. It's a gross situation. It's really a gross triangle.
I mean, when
not
your mother
triangle.
Has to sit you down, first of all, not even your mother, because your mother should sit you down, but when your artist has to call your mother to have an intervention.
That's a problem.
And then you sitting there acting like you the king shit. I know what I need to do. I'm going to let these women believe. No.
And he's like, I already was going to do that, so I'm going to let them, you know, think that they was.
He really
you,
loves
if
Erica.
You was going to break up with Erica, you would have broke up with her a long time ago. And no, he does not love Erica.
He wants
you want to know why?
Why?
He loves the attention she gives him, and he loves the fact. He loves the fact that she would do anything to keep him there. Like, basically, I'm not gonna lie, she's like his bitch, and he likes that. He likes that she'll like fall over for him just to get something. Well, that's the only reason he likes her. Real talk. Because do you think he could be really emotionally with her? No, that bitch is crazy.
Yeah, I do though.
No, I don't.
And
no,
I think here's why. When they said that, they were basically saying you're out of control and you need to realize Erica is a hoe. And I love Olivia's little jabs, like, oh, yep, I guess that is what happens when you, Erica's ex-boyfriend, and I forget, the legs are wide open on the table.
On the table, yeah.
But then, when they said, what is it, why are you still having relations with this girl, he said, she's using me, so I'm using her. And my thing is like, so you know someone's using you, and, I mean, you can get pussy wherever you want.
Right.
So why don't you just dead it if you know she's using you? Why don't you just dead her and go get... I mean, you got a hotter chick on the side.
That's true.
That's why when he said it too, he kind of like took a step back. And I was just like, I think he really like saw something in Erica. And I don't know.
You know, okay.
But I do understand what you're saying. And yeah. I think it's parts from both of it. But
he just loves the attention. Like, oh, he loves having that upper hand towards Erica. And... she's dumb to realize that she really be thinking this man is really... No, he just loves the attention that she gives him. Okay?
Gives his little private parts.
And apparently, you know... why don't they just all three be in relationships together?
That's what... honestly, I was really like, y'all might as well.
Right?
Like, because y'all dysfunctional to begin with. I mean, maybe it'll work out.
I mean, I think that's the best solution. They just have their own little thing.
Because my thing with Tiffany is... as much as I believe her more than Erica,
yeah,
I still think that there's something there underneath Tiffany that's not
out yet.
Yeah.
No, I get you.
And it's going to get clocked next week. No, I get you.
Yes, because that whole situation. I cannot wait. Yeah, so I just want to, you know, end all the little relationships with one of the favorite relationships of mine. I mean,
oh my god, where's the tissue box?
I know.
Are you talking about relationship on iTunes with our fans? We would really appreciate it if you guys would download, rate us, and subscribe. Thank you very much.
Bye. Yes, iTunes. Ooh, all day, every day.
Mendici's, Yandy, love them. Yes.
Oh my gosh,
they're like the new Jim and Chrissy.
Honestly, I'm not gonna lie, I used to really dislike Yandy. But she has grown so much on me that I love her now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she is the woman I want to be. Like, I'm serious. Like,
she's
from
strong.
Each episode, I was like, this bit. And now I'm like, I love her, and I love her family. And this is why I love these shows, because there's always that one person who stands out and who's like, damn. Like,
she
I
has really grown.
Yeah, she has grown so much. And her family's so cute. The little boys... especially his oldest, when they had that conversation, Jesse.
He was going
through it. I wanted to cry for him.
Well, first of all, because you
how
start
strong
out,
is that?
At
you see
first
his...
you see them all in the bed. And then they were talking about the wedding, and the little boy was so excited. She was like, God, I'm going to be a Harris. And he was like, really? Adorable.
So cute.
And then they're wearing the matching sweaters, and he's going to drop them off at school.
I can't.
He was sitting there talking about... you know, I may go away for a while. And the kid just has no idea
what is even going on.
Like, the kid has a smirk on his face, like, what are we talking about?
Yeah, like, when his son... and, like, that has to be the hardest thing to say to your kid. Especially, I mean, Yandy expressing herself, you know, with her, you know, confessional or whatever that she has. She was just crying about, like, you know, seeing that happen.
Right.
I cannot imagine. I mean,
real talk, you have to say bye to your son before you drop him off to school, and then when your kid comes home,
you're not there.
Nope, for a long time.
I can't imagine.
And especially just after, like, they talked about, like she said, we were just going to say till death do us part. You guys were just got engaged, the new house, which I'm wondering, did they really get a new house? Or we'll see, though. I'm not going to doubt them.
No,
but.
Yeah. They did. Come on now.
All right. Because I was like, their apartment looked a little small.
Well, they haven't moved yet.
I know, but I'm just saying. Well, they just...
don't hate.
Moving with the Joneses, I guess.
No. But, I mean, that whole... I just really... I hope, you know, it ends up good.
I'm still trying to figure out which charge they're talking about. Right. I wonder if it was the child molestation.
Hope it is, because we know that's a good ending.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So we could all, like, sit back and relax, you know, that he gonna come home. You know, but until then, we don't know. And I just really enjoyed watching them. It was just so genuine. The whole situation was so genuine.
Agreed. And it's so funny watching all the relationships and where they are, where they started and where they are. Like, with...
Exactly.
With Yandy. And, I mean, Tahiri and Joe, I've been saying it since the beginning.
Yeah, you have. You have.
And but, I mean, who knows what it is, because they still... Joe and Caitlin are still taking pictures with each other.
But the most grown relationship that has happened is Yandy and Mendeecees.
Agreed.
So I'll give them the relationship pedestal.
Oh, here's the perfect example. I feel like Joe can get to a place where Mendeecees is.
But not anytime soon, I feel like.
No, right. Not anytime soon, but that's because of Tahiri. Tahiri, Yandy's grown. Like, Yandy's a grown woman. She's not doing the ratchet shit anymore. Like, Tahiri still has a bit of that in her.
Yeah. Well, she young still a little bit, right?
Not that young. Not that young to be doing all that.
Ooh.
But anyways.
Well, I mean, that's my whole summary of this whole episode, really.
That was all the tea. It was kind of a...
It hit good points.
It did, but it was kind of a relationship filler episode. It's like...
And it filled us to where it kind of answered all the questions we had before.
Yeah.
Basically.
Really only Joe and Tahiri and Yandy and Mendeecees were... Yeah.
Well, let's get into predictions, shall we?
And now, you're after Buzz TV. Predictions.
I predict.
You predict? What do you predict?
I predict. I'm going to say it again. Predict. It's going to be the new word. Put in y'all's dictionary.
Stop making predict. Predict happen. It's not happening.
Gosh. Anyway.
You're being such a white girl.
Leave me alone, okay? This is how I'm supposed to talk, okay? Gosh. Anyways, well, I predict that... Joe and Tahiri are going to have some fiery makeup sex. And Mendeecees...
You think the sex is going to happen during the show?
I just predicted that, didn't I?
Right.
I'm just kidding. I love you. No, but I think that's going to happen. And I think Mendeecees, hopefully, you know, comes home. I don't know. No, he ain't coming home.
I feel like we ain't going to see him next episode.
But that's sad, because I really enjoy seeing...
Maybe he'll be on the reunion. Hopefully.
What we got
Dallas and Tiffany next week.
Oh, and Erica. Situation. I cannot wait to see that situation.
I don't know what to predict, because I feel like Erica's...
I think we're
going to
need Mari there.
Who?
Mari.
Why?
Mari.
Fagel? Like, AfterBuzz?
No. Mari. They're going to... You know who...
I don't know.
Mari, the TV show.
Mori?
Oh.
No, you didn't know. The lie detector. I was like, Mari, like, from AfterBuzz. Anyway.
Mori, people. You know, that's why I never watched that show. That show's stupid. It looks
that
like
show
Mari.
Is not stupid.
Okay,
that
leave it alone.
Life.
Mori.
So, Dollars versus Tiffany versus Erica. I'm just going to say a prediction. It could be wrong. I really don't give a damn. But I feel like Erica is going to basically call Tiffany a liar and basically just say she's being thirsty and trying
and
to get it. What's his
go
name?
Up from there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, all right. There you have it. That's our predictions for this week. We will see you next week for the season finale of Love and Hip Hop. Cannot wait to be there. I'm your host, Nicolette Gaona. You can find me on Twitter, at Instagram, or on Facebook at Sinse_DRC. That's SINSE_DRC.
And you can follow me at DJ Jesse J.
Thanks, y'all. Have a good night.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.